Contractors from countries that did not support U.S. military action against Iraq are barred from bidding on nearly $19 billion in new construction contracts. The Pentagon directive, issued by Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, means that companies from Germany, France, Russia, and Canada, among others, won't be allowed to take part in the biggest rebuilding effort since World War II. NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westerveld is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Can't be much of a surprise that the administration is doing what it said all along it was going to do.
Well, that's right. The White House and Defense Department officials have hinted for months, even before the war began, Bob, that countries that didn't support the war would be cut out of some or all of the post-war rebuilding contracts. But this ruling, Bob, by Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz and released Tuesday on a Pentagon website really lays it out clearly and bluntly. If you didn't support the war by providing troops or joining the coalition, you know, companies from your country won't be eligible to be the main contractor, the prime contractor for Iraq rebuilding. The memo covers 26 lucrative contracts worth more than $18 billion. They cover everything from rebuilding roads and oil pipelines to training and equipping the new Iraqi National Army. And in the memo, Wolfowitz said restricting the bids is, quote, necessary for the protection of the essential security interests of the United States, unquote. Although the document doesn't elaborate on what that really means.
Well, the Bush administration has tried to persuade more U.S. allies to set aside past disagreements and help rebuild Iraq. So how does this Pentagon directive square with that effort?
Well, it's clearly a way the U.S. is trying to reward those 61 countries that supported the war politically or contributed troops, and de facto it punishes those countries such as France, Germany, Russia, Canada, and others who did not. Wolfowitz said in his memo that limiting competition for the prime contracts will, quote, encourage the expansion of international cooperation in Iraq and in future efforts. So the Bush administration is hoping that some countries either change their mind and contribute troops to Iraq now or perhaps think twice about not supporting the U.S. in any future military action against regimes the U.S. sees as a threat. And while Pentagon officials insist this is not some kind of retaliation against these countries, clearly some of those countries will think otherwise. You know, France and Germany opposed the war, and at the U.N. they tried to block it. They declined to pledge reconstruction money for Iraq at the Madrid conference, although the European Union, of course, which they're a member, did pledge $235 million. And there are certainly lingering diplomatic tensions, Bob, over those issues, and this is likely to increase that.
Who stands to benefit the most from rebuilding Iraq?
Well, remember, the first round of contracts was highly controversial. There were no-bid contracts given to just a few U.S. firms, some of which had close ties to the administration, including Halliburton, used to be run by Vice President Dick Cheney. And it looks like, clearly, contractors from Iraq this time around, U.S. companies certainly have a foot in the door, and 61 other countries will benefit. Coalition partners include countries such as Rwanda and Micronesia, but clearly countries likely to benefit more are Britain, Poland, Spain, and Italy, which have, you know, troops on the ground and are clearly supporting the war with both manpower and financially, and they're likely to benefit the most. We need to point out that companies from Germany, Russia, and Canada that didn't support the war can still work in Iraq as subcontractors, but they can't be these prime beneficiaries.
NPR's Eric Westerveld reports on the Defense Department.